You have to be with us. This is normally, and it is still, the Bible study, and we'll go to, but we're starting off a gospel meeting this week with Brother Sanchez from Chile. And I was trying to think all week how to introduce Nestor, and I'm going to take a minute and I'm going to introduce him because I think I have a lot of stories on Nestor. He has none on me at all. But I have a lot of stories on Nestor, and I have just been told a story by Dad this weekend that I think is a great way to introduce Nestor to y'all. He's been preaching for about 30 years, and over 30 years. And back when he started preaching, he went through a program in Chile. Brother Ephraim Perez is his name. He was a preacher out of Chile that decided he wanted to preach the gospel, and so he sold his house and moved to Danville, Kentucky. I think we're familiar with the preacher training program there. And he attended there for 2 years. Took his family, and he attended there for 2 years. And as he went through the program, he took notes on everything that Danville does. And he translated it into Spanish. And I'm told that the book is about that thick that he translated. And when he went back to Chile, he started the program in Chile, and he had his first class to go through with him as he taught the same thing that was taught in Danville. And he had in his first class 67 people sign up for the class, 67. His sons and several people in his family, men from all around Chile. And Brother Ephraim was very, very tough with this class. And so I'm going to move so that Kevin can go ahead and hook up the computer. And he gave a lot of homework and required a lot of the students. And in order to be in this class, you had to be willing to give up all day Fridays to go through the class. And then he would assign all kinds of homework. After 2 years, one man finished the program, Nestor Sanchez. And since that point in time, he has been preaching the gospel. He has traveled all around the world as we've supported many of his trips. My dad's had the opportunity to live in Chile with him, where Dad learned Spanish, and taken many trips with him. And I went to Cuba with him last year. I'm going to be going to Peru and Cuba again with him this year. Very knowledgeable. We're happy and glad to be able to have him here with us this week to present God's Word. And a quick note on Ephraim. I'm told that he lives in Arica. Is that right? He lives in Arica. And shortly after the first 2 years, he built a house. And he put a sign at the front of his house. And he calls his house, his place where he lives, Kentucky. He liked Kentucky so much. So, as I said, we're glad to have Nestor here. He's going to be presenting the class this morning, and he has asked that the class be run like a regular class. If you have comments, make comments. He's going to probably ask questions, and when I ask questions, he's going to be doing the speaking in Spanish, and Dad's going to translate, and he's going to read the verses in English, if we can get the computer hooked up here in a second. And all that is asked is that Dad asks that there be no arguing with Nestor, nor questions require a lot of discussion in terms of the scriptures, because he knows where Nestor's going and has an idea of what Nestor's going to say. But if you argue with him or ask a hard question, there's no telling where Nestor. There's going to be three or four verses right in a row, and Dad will have to translate. He's a little concerned about that. So I'm going to go ahead and ask that you bow. We're going to begin with a word of prayer, and I'm going to ask Brother Todd Sullivan to lead that prayer, and then Nestor and we'll come forward and teach the class.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day that we have set aside to come to worship you, to learn from your word, to sing songs of praises with one another, to strengthen one another and edify. We're thankful, Father, for this Bible study that we're about to embark upon, and we pray that you would bless us this morning as we read from your word. Thankful, dear Lord, for Brother Sanchez and his desire to speak the truth and to preach the gospel in all parts of the world. We're thankful that he's here, and we ask that you bless him this week and the meeting that we have coming up. We pray, dear Lord, that you would help us to look to your word for guidance and understanding, that we would always strive to do your will. We pray that you would be with us as we continue this morning and through study of your word and on into our worship period, Father, and bless us in everything that we do. We ask, dear Lord, that you would look down upon us and forgive us of the sin that's in our life. Help us to turn away from that sin and turn towards you. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
First, he asked if that clock back there could be taken down. You won't say amen after we've been here 2 hours and we haven't even got through the Bible class.
Down?
Either down or right.
Okay. Thank you.
But sometimes he likes to go off script. And when he goes off script, there may be words that he uses that I'm not accustomed to hearing. So if you hear me saying como or repite, it's because he's saying something and using words that I don't know. Okay. It's your turn.
You need to learn Nestor Sanchez English.
Okay. He said, I need to learn Nestor Sanchez English.
Yeah. It's only in the world. Buen hermanos, amigos, buenos días a todos.
Good morning to everyone here, brothers and sisters.
Este es un gran día para todos nosotros.
This is a good day, a great day for us.
Porque es el día del Señor.
Because this is the day of the Lord.
Donde su pueblo se reúne para adorarle.
Where his children gather in order to please him.
Y servir conforme a su voluntad.
And to serve according to his will.
Ahora vamos a tener un estudio de la palabra de Dios.
We're now going to have a study from the Word of God.
Donde voy a hacer preguntas.
Where you can have questions.
Si usted tiene alguna pregunta para mí.
If you have a question for him.
La envía por correo.
You can send it by email.
Okay. Vamos a hablar de este tema que dice, ¿puede la fe salvarme?
And our theme is going to be, can faith save us? Save me.
Lo primero que tengo que aprender,
the first thing that we need to learn,
es a usar este computador.
Is to use this computer.
Okay. Open your Perdón, sorry. Abran sus Biblias.
Open your Bibles.
En el libro de Santiago,
in the book of James,
capítulo 2,
chapter 2.
Verso 14.
Verse 14.
Y vamos a leer desde allí.
And we're going to read from there.
Santiago hace una pregunta.
James asks a question.
A los cristianos, lectores.
To those Christians.
Y esta pregunta está basada en la fe.
And this question is based in faith.
La Biblia dice allí,
the Bible says here,
my brothers, what profit is if it a man says he has faith and does not have works? Can faith save him? En esta parte,
in this passage,
nosotros podemos leer,
we can read,
que hay personas que dicen que tienen fe,
there are people who say they have faith,
pero no saben,
but they don't know,
si esa fe tiene el poder para salvarles.
They don't know if this faith has the power to save them.
Si tiene la fuerza,
if you have the effort,
la energía,
and the energy,
suficiente.
Sufficient.
Basada en la palabra de Dios.
Based in the word of God.
Para poder salvar su alma.
In order to save your soul.
Para que esa fe.
In order that this faith.
Pueda tener.
Can have.
Los elementos.
The elements.
Necesarios.
Necessary.
Para salvar mi alma.
To save my soul.
Tiene que tener obras.
You have to have works.
La fe y las obras trabajan juntas.
The faith and works work together.
Pero estas obras no son.
But these works are not.
Obras de construcción civil.
To construct a building.
De benevolencia.
Of benevolence.
Sino de obediencia.
If they don't obey.
A la palabra de Dios.
To the word of God.
Porque la palabra de Dios le da el poder.
Because the word of God gives us power.
A mi fe.
In my faith.
A mi creencia.
In my belief.
Para poder, para tener la salvación.
In order to have salvation.
En este momento,
in this
viene
moment,
a mi mente.
In this moment I have in my mind.
El texto de Romanos.
The text in Romans.
Capítulo 1.
Chapter 1.
Verso 16.
Chapter verse 16.
Hermano, ¿puede leer, por favor?
Could you read that, please?
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.
Gracias.
Thank you.
En este texto,
in this text,
dice la palabra de Dios, yo sé que dice, como dicen en inglés, dice, porque no me avergüenzo del Evangelio. Yo no traje mi Biblia.
Okay.
No me avergüenzo del Evangelio porque es poder de Dios para salvación. El Evangelio, the gospel.
The gospel.
If you don't know.
Yeah.
Evangelio, the gospel.
Okay.
El Evangelio da el poder a mi fe.
It gives, the gospel gives me power in my faith.
Para salvarme.
In order to save me.
La pregunta de Santiago es,
the question of James is,
¿puede la fe salvarlo?
Can faith save you?
Hay mucha gente que tiene fe.
There are many people today who have faith.
Pero algunos tienen fe en la madera.
Some people have faith in wood.
Otros tienen fe en una piedra.
Some people have faith in a rock, como as idols.
Y otros tienen fe en Dios.
And others have faith in God.
Pero su fe muchas veces no es alimentada por la palabra de Dios.
But the faith isn't based or developed in the word of God.
Entonces, para que mi fe tenga el poder de salvarme,
in order for my faith to have the power to save me,
tiene que ser alimentada por la palabra de Dios.
Alimentada. ¿Qué significa?
Alimentada. Nutrida. Huh? Nutriente. Alimento. Cuando tú comes, te alimentas.
Oh, okay. It doesn't have the nourishment to give you faith.
Okay. Porque pensando en otro texto que se me viene a la mente.
Off script. I have another verse that's just come into my mind.
Romanos capítulo 10.
Romans 10.
Verso 17.
Verse 17.
Can you read, please?
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Thank you. La palabra de Dios dice allí.
The word of God there says.
Que la fe.
The faith.
Viene por el oír.
It comes from hearing.
Y el oír la palabra de Dios.
And hearing the word of God.
Entonces, ahora, yo puedo entender lo que dice, puedo comprender lo que dice Romanos 1:17.
And therefore, I can understand what Romans chapter 1:16 is saying.
Cuando dice, porque en el Evangelio,
because in the gospel,
la justicia de Dios se revela por fe.
The justice of God comes from faith.
Y para fe.
For faith.
La fe, que es el evangelio,
the faith is the gospel,
produce una fe en mí.
It produces a faith in the person.
Pero una fe genuina.
Whether it's a genuine faith.
Auténtica.
Auténtica.
Oh, okay.
Escápame, me metí. Authentic, yeah, that's it.
Que puede darme la certeza, la convicción.
Yeah, it gives me the certainty, the conviction.
De que soy salvo.
That I am saved.
Ahora, el argumento de Santiago.
Now the argument of James.
Es, ¿puede la fe salvar?
Can faith save?
¿Qué piensa usted de su fe?
What do you think of this faith?
¿Lo puede salvar?
Can it save?
Es la pregunta para aquellos hombres que están y mujeres que están oyendo.
It's the question that each one of us has to.
Y va a poner un ejemplo.
Let
ahora
me give you an example now.
Dice la escritura allí, dice, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and if one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them those things which are needful to the body. What good is it? Aquí pone un ejemplo. Si hay una persona en una necesidad.
Here there's an example if there's a person that has needs.
De alimento.
Of food.
Pero no tiene nada para comer.
But they don't have anything to eat.
Y yo voy a dar un consejo. Muy bueno.
But I give him some advice, very good.
Anda, come.
And go and eat.
Pero esa persona no tiene que comer.
But this person doesn't have anything to eat.
Mis palabras suenan vacías.
My words are empty.
No tienen ningún beneficio para esa persona.
They don't have any benefit for this person.
Es así con la fe.
This is like faith.
Yo digo que tengo fe, pero no obedezco.
I can say I have faith, but I don't obey.
Mi fe no me lleva a hacer lo que Dios dice.
My faith doesn't carry me to do what the Bible says.
Entonces, debo pensar en este ejemplo.
And so you have to give thought to this example.
Similar es cuando digo, anda a comer y no tienes nada de comida.
It's similar when you go to eat, but you don't have any food.
Cuando digo, tengo fe, pero no obedezco.
But when I say I have faith, but I don't obey.
Es exactamente lo mismo. Por eso,
it's exactly the same.
El autor de Santiago hace esta aclaración.
And so, the author of James makes this declaration.
Okay. Luego continúa diciendo,
continue more forward.
If, ¿estoy en el bien? Está bien. Yo soy un poco ciego.
He's a bit blind.
Y también un poco sordo.
And a bit deaf.
Even so, if it does not have works, faith is dead, being by itself. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your work, and I will show you my faith from my works. And this side, how I said before, como dije antes.
Okay, just like I said before.
Como dije antes, es necesaria.
It's necessary.
La cooperación.
The cooperation.
De la fe y las obras.
And the faith and the works.
Para que trabajen juntas.
So that they work together.
Unidas.
United.
Tienen la fuerza para poder salvarme.
They have the force in order to save me.
La fe sola no tiene la fuerza.
The faith only doesn't have this force.
¿Están de acuerdo?
Are you in agreement?
Sí.
¿Sigo o me regreso?
Do you want him to go forward or go back?
No están muy convencidos, parece.
He says, You're not very convinced, are you?
Huh. Okay. Dice que alguno tiene fe.
It says here that some have faith.
Pero no tiene obras.
But they don't have works.
Dice, yo voy a mostrarte mi fe por mis obras.
I'm going to show you my faith by my works.
Tenemos una fe que se puede ver.
We have a faith that you can see.
Por la obediencia.
By his obedience.
Y tenemos una fe que es invisible.
Some have faith that's invisible.
Porque no tiene obras de obediencia.
Because they don't have obedient works.
Entonces, es esencial, es necesario.
It's essential, necessary.
Que hagamos este juego. Primero tenemos una fe que es útil.
First, we have to have a faith that is useful.
Que es provechosa.
That is beneficial.
Para el alma.
For the soul.
Esta fe.
This faith.
Trabaja juntamente con las obras.
It works together with work. It goes together with works.
Una fe sin obras.
A faith without works.
Es una fe que no tiene beneficio.
It's a faith that doesn't have benefit.
Que no es útil.
It's not useful.
Para mi salvación.
For my salvation.
¿Verdad?
True.
Okay.
Mire, cuando él dice una pregunta, when he asks a question, either go like this or like this.
Okay. Yo tengo paciencia con él.
He says, I have to have patience with this man.
Por 30 años.
For 30, no.
¿Ah?
For 30 years.
Y parece que fuera toda la vida. El capítulo, James, chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, says, you believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Aquí hay una forma de creer.
Here you see a form of believing.
Como la de los demonios.
Like the demons.
Sí. Los demonios creen.
The demons believe.
Tiemblan.
And they tremble.
Pero no obedecen.
But they don't obey.
Y hay gente en el mundo.
And the people in the world.
Que también cree.
There's a lot of people who believe.
Pero no tiembla.
But they don't tremble.
Y tampoco obedece.
And neither do they obey.
Sí?
Entonces, yes? Ah, yeah, good. Okay.
Okay. Sí es yes. Okay?
Sí es yes.
Sí. Yeah. Sometime I need to help him. Help him. Oh. The devil.
The devil.
The demon?
The demon?
Yes. Okay, continue.
Okay, let's continue.
No problem. In my mind. La gente que dice que tiene fe en Dios.
People say that they have belief in God.
Pero no obedece.
But they don't obey.
Tiene la fe de los demonios.
They have the faith of the demons.
¿Has obedecido?
Do you believe that?
Okay. Tiene la fe del creyente. Del creyente en Dios.
But there is the faith of a believer in God.
La persona que ha obedecido a Dios en el Evangelio tiene esa fe.
The people who have obeyed the gospel have
la fe del creyente. Entonces, tenemos una fe que es de los demonios.
We have a faith that's of the demons.
Y tenemos una fe de los creyentes fieles a Dios.
And we have the faith of those believers faithful to God.
Esto es necesario.
This is necessary.
Que nosotros comprendamos.
That we comprehend.
Porque he encontrado mucha gente.
What time do we have?
20.
Yes, 10:20. Yes, 20.
¿Puedes quitar el reloj, por favor?
Could you take down that clock?
Yeah.
Yo trabajo por inspiración.
I work from inspiration.
Y mi inspiración es muy larga.
And my inspiration is very long.
Yo estoy seguro que van a estar bien ilustrados con la palabra de Dios.
I try to use good illustrations from God's word.
And this? The devil don't abandon the computer. Oh, okay.
The devil has not abandoned the computer.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Parezco pastor pentecostal aquí, porque voy votando todo. Cuando ellos tiran, rompo todo. ¿Sí?
Los predicadores pentecostales. Okay. You believe that there is one God? Do you well? Even the demons believe and tremble. But will you know of a man that faith without work is dead?
La fe sin obras, dice, es muerta.
The faith without works is dead.
Entonces tenemos una fe, obviamente, que es muerta. ¿Por qué?
Because then we obviously have a faith that is dead. Why?
Porque no está basada en la palabra de Dios.
Because it's not based in the word of God.
Dios es la fuente de toda vida.
God is the source of all life.
Y mi fe sin Dios no tiene vida.
No tiene qué?
Vida.
Oh, and if my faith in God doesn't have life,
por lo tanto, no puede salvarme.
Therefore, it will not be able to save me.
Ahora,
now,
cuando la fe mía está basada en la palabra de Dios, es una fe viva.
But when the faith is based in the word of God, it's a living faith.
Porque es obediente a Dios.
Because it's obedient to God.
Entonces, tenemos una fe que es útil, we
have a faith that's useful or not useful.
Tenemos una fe que tiene poder.
We have a faith that has power to save.
No tiene poder para salvar.
Or a faith that does not have the power to save.
Tenemos una fe viva.
We have a faith a lot living.
Tenemos por otro lado una fe muerta.
But we have another faith that's dead.
Tenemos una fe de los demonios.
We have a faith of the demons.
Tenemos una fe de los creyentes en Dios, fieles.
And we have a faith that, of the believers in God who are faithful.
La fe de los creyentes en Dios es la fe de quién?
The faith that believers have in God comes from who?
De quién?
From who?
Estoy preguntando a ustedes.
It's a question he's asking you.
Ah, you don't know.
The gospel.
No, la fe de quién? People.
Oh, the faith of people.
De qué personas?
What kind of people?
Cristianos.
¿Estás seguro?
Muy bien.
Yes.
Muy bien.
Yes. Speak out. He said you have the faith of Christians then.
Tienes que tener confianza.
You have to have confidence.
Confianza que estamos en el camino correcto.
That we are in the right road, the correct road.
Okay. Vamos adelante.
Let's continue porque forward.
Ese reloj me tiene enfermo.
This clock is making me sick.
Dice el texto en James chapter 2, verse 21 and 23. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Do you see how faith worketh with his works? And from the works, faith was made complete.
Ah, look at that.
Ah, look at this verse.
Eso no se traduce. Okay. Dice que la fe de Abraham,
the faith of Abraham,
lo justificó.
It justified him.
¿Y qué significa justificar?
What does it mean to justify?
Estar dentro.
It is inside.
De los márgenes.
The margins.
Que Dios da.
that God gives us.
Por ejemplo,
for example,
usted tiene la Biblia aquí.
You have the Bible here.
Y aquí puede ver que hay una línea.
You have a line.
Y por este otro lado, todo es igual, la misma línea. Aquí y aquí. O sea, está justificada. Cuando yo estoy haciendo exactamente lo que Dios dice, estoy siendo justificado.
Okay. So you have here in the scripture the word, the lines of the Bible, and when you read these and obey them, then you are justified.
No hay agua aquí. Aquí hay agua. ¿Puedo tomar esta?
Huh?
¿Puedo tomar esta agua?
No.
No? Okay. Yeah.
No, can he take a drink? Yeah, yeah. Sí, sí. Okay. ¿Se puede tomar?
No, I repent. Entonces, Abraham fue justificado porque hizo exactamente lo que Dios dijo.
Abraham was justified because he did exactly what God said.
¿Recuerdan ustedes?
Remember
cuando Dios, cuando Dios mandó a Abraham?
When he commanded God, do you remember when God commanded Abraham?
Y le dijo, vete de tu tierra.
And he said, leave your country.
De tu parentela, pariente, la familia.
Yeah, and take your family with you.
A la tierra que yo te
To the land that I'm going to show you.
¿Quién de ustedes recuerda el texto cuando Abraham respondió al Señor?
Do any of you have the text that says what Abraham's response was to God? Do you know what text that was?
Yo lo recuerdo perfectamente.
I remember exactly.
Cuando Abraham dijo, Señor, ¿cómo puede hacer eso? Yo no quiero ir.
And when Abraham said, how can I do this? I don't want to go.
¿Cómo voy a dejar mi familia? ¿Cómo voy a dejar mi tierra?
How can
mi
I
casa,
leave?
Mis animales?
How can I leave my family, my houses, my animals, all that I have here?
Yo no quiero ir, Señor.
I don't want to go, Lord.
¿Qué pasó?
What happened?
¿Tiene un problema en el cuello, no?
So Abraham went forth as the Lord had spoken to him.
No, es la verdad, hermano. Es el versículo correcto.
¿Ah?
Es el versículo correcto que él ha leído.
En mi Biblia, entonces, no es la misma.
Perhaps my Bible's not the same.
Nunca, never. Abraham dijo no.
Abraham said no. Never he said, he never said no.
Abraham hizo exactamente lo que Dios le mandó sin
Abraham did exactly what God wanted without any protest.
Exactamente cuando nosotros hacemos
exactly when we do what
como Abraham hizo,
exactly what Abraham did,
tenemos la misma clase de fe que Abraham.
We have the same type or class of faith that Abraham had.
Por lo tanto,
therefore,
somos justificados.
We are justified.
¿Y qué significa justificar también? Ser hallado sin culpa.
No, what does justify mean? That we did it without error, without blame.
Delante de Dios.
Before God.
Entonces, tenemos una fe.
Therefore, we have a faith
que justifica.
That justifies.
Pero una fe, también tenemos una fe que condena.
And we also have a faith that condemns us.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque si yo entiendo que existe un Dios,
because if I believe that God exists,
y creo que existe Dios,
and I believe that God exists,
pero no lo busco,
but I don't seek
para obedecerle,
in order to obey him,
entonces esa fe me condena.
This faith condemns me.
Solamente busco a Dios,
only to seek God,
para las cosas materiales,
for the things, material things,
para tener comida,
in order to have food,
para tener un techo,
in order to have a roof over my head,
y para otras cosas que posiblemente necesite,
for other things that I possibly need.
Pero no lo obedezco.
But I don't obey.
Esa es una fe que me condena.
This is a faith that condemns me.
Me condena lejos de Dios.
And it condemns me before God.
Okay, no, rápidamente. Oh.
Este hombre me tortura. Me dice siempre, hermano, la hora. Hermano, la hora.
Yeah. I'm always correct telling him that, look, be sure to watch the clock.
Dice el texto aquí, dice que la fe fue hecha completa.
He says there is a faith that is complete.
¿Por qué fue hecha completa?
Why?
¿Por qué dice que la fe es completa?
Why does he say that the faith is complete?
Porque antes de ser cristiano yo,
before I was a Christian,
yo creía,
I believed
que existía Dios,
that God existed.
Yo vivía en una zona de campo.
I lived in an area where there was, it was a farming area.
Y por las mañanas,
and every morning,
miraba el campo, el río,
I saw the land and the river. And the river.
En mi casa, a la orilla del río.
And in front of my house, this river flowed.
Así que cuando me levantaba,
and so when I got up,
sentía el río de las aguas,
and I heard the sound of the river.
Miraba el cielo, los árboles, los pájaros, toda la creación.
And then I saw the land, I saw the heaven, I saw the animals, I saw all that God created, I believe.
Y yo preguntaba,
and I asked myself,
¿quién habrá hecho
who has made all this?
Algunas veces decía,
sometimes I would say,
siempre existió. Siempre existió.
It always has existed.
Pero luego, volvía a pensar.
But later I started thinking.
Pero tiene que tener un origen.
But it has to have an origin.
Algo o alguien hizo esto.
If someone does this,
ese puede ser Dios. Ese puede ser Dios que hizo.
This could be God who made all this.
Entonces, cuando yo leo,
when I read
el libro de Salmos,
the book of Psalms,
el capítulo 19,
chapter
19.
So my faith then when I read the verses and chapters like this in Psalm.
Y cuando yo tomo la palabra de Dios, porque el capítulo de Salmo 19, verso 7 al 11, dice que las cualidades y las virtudes de la palabra de Dios, esta palabra de Dios comienza a mostrarme.
And when I read things like this and other things, this, the Word of God begins to convince me.
Y completa mi fe.
And it completes my faith.
Mi fe sin la palabra de Dios es incompleta.
My faith without the Word of God is incomplete.
Cuando tengo la palabra de Dios que me enseña,
when I have the Word of God that teaches,
que me instruye,
that instructs me,
que me guía,
that guides me,
y me muestra una verdad,
and it shows me the truth,
entonces, y yo la acepto, esa verdad,
I accept this
ahora
truth,
mi fe es completa.
And then my faith is complete.
¿Entiende?
Do you understand?
Okay.
Ojalá que el reloj entienda.
I hope that everybody understands.
Dice así, en James 2:23-24. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him by righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Oh, that's good. Now, we hear another kind of faith.
Ahora, tenemos otro tipo de fe.
Of the friend.
Faith? It's the faith of a friend.
Ahora tenemos otra clase de fe. La fe de los amigos de Dios.
It's the faith that are friends of God.
Estoy viniendo a mi mente el texto de Juan, capítulo 15, verso 14.
John 15:13.
¿Puede leer, por favor?
15, 14, see? 8. Juan, capítulo?
15, verso 14.
Yeah, 15, 14.
15, 14, 14, 15.
Sí. Dice
aquí.
15, 14
or 14, 15.
Juan.
Capítulo 15.
Sí.
15. Ellos dicen que 14.
Capítulo 15, verso 14.
Yeah, 15, 14.
You are my friends, do whatever I command you.
Okay. La condición está ahí.
The condition is here.
Abraham fue llamado amigo de Dios.
The faith of Abraham was a friend of God.
¿Por qué razón?
For what reason?
¿Por qué razón?
Why?
¿Por qué? Hizo.
What did he do?
Kept his commandments.
Why did he keep the
mandamientos
de Dios
como él dijo en inglés?
Yes. He did all the commandments of God, like this man.
Pero lo guardó significa obedecer, no echárselos al bolsillo.
¿Cómo?
Guardar significa obedecer, no ponerlos aquí.
Okay. To keep, the word means that you keep it, you don't put it in your pocket and hide it.
Entonces tenemos la fe de los amigos de Dios.
And so we have the faith of the friends of God.
Por favor. Romanos, capítulo 5, Romans chapter 5, verse 10.
Or if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we will be saved by his life.
Gracias. El texto dice que nosotros éramos enemigos de Dios.
This text says that we were enemies of
¿Cuándo?
God. When?
¿Cuándo éramos enemigos de Dios?
When were we enemies of God?
¿Alguien puede ayudarme?
Someone could help me.
Cuando no seguimos sus mandamientos.
Sí, es lo que él dice.
Okay, exacto.
Yes, exactly.
Somos enemigos de Dios. No hay un término medio entre amigos y enemigos.
He says we are enemies of God. There is no halfway point where we're enemies and friends.
Abraham no dijo, mira, Señor, vamos a hacer un convenio, un arreglo entre todo lo que tú mandas y lo que yo quiero.
Yeah, Abraham never said, look. Let's have a let me have a convenient time when I'm ready and you're ready.
Algunas religiones en este mundo,
some religions in this world,
quieren hacer un arreglo con Dios.
They want to have an arrangement with God.
Okay, I think that. Y dicen, Señor, ¿tú quieres que tomemos la cena cada primer día de la semana?
And,
sí, dice el Señor.
And I say, well, do you want me to take the Lord's Supper every first day of the week? And he says, sure.
Está bien.
That's fine.
Tú, yo, nosotros queremos hacerla una vez al año.
So we...
La religión le dice, queremos hacer la cena una vez al año.
Yeah, this is what the Bible says.
Así que vamos a hacer algo. Dice la religión, yo voy a caminar 50 y tú caminas 50, entonces hacemos la cena por 6 meses.
Oh, yeah. So, but I want to walk halfway. I will accept the Lord's Supper, just as you say, but I want to do it every 2 or 3 months.
No. Eso no es el amigo de Dios.
This is not a friend of God.
El texto de Juan dice,
the text in John says
conditional.
It's conditional.
Si hacéis,
if you do
lo que yo os mando,
what I have
soy mis amigos.
What I have said then,
si no, no
then you're okay.
Entonces, está la fe de los amigos de Dios y la fe de los enemigos de Dios.
So we have a faith that's the friend of God and a faith that is an enemy of God.
Okay. Ay, ay, ay. A ver, ahora estamos. Verso 25 y 26 dice, and in the same way was not Rahab the chariot also justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead also.
¿Cuándo muere una persona?
When does a person die?
Según la Biblia,
according to the Bible,
cuando el espíritu abandona,
when his spirit abandons him,
el cuerpo,
the body.
Espiritualmente hablando,
well, spiritually we're speaking.
No, espiritualmente hablando, los seres humanos morimos.
¿Dice qué?
Espiritualmente hablando, los seres humanos morimos.
Okay, what are you saying? Spiritually, people can die.
Cuando el Espíritu de Dios abandona nuestro ser.
When the Spirit of God abandons us,
porque
our
sin
being.
Dios no tenemos vida.
Because without God, we really don't have life.
Okay, tres preguntas.
Three questions.
Nómbreme una clase de fe de las que yo he mencionado ahora.
Name one faith, the type of faith that he has mentioned this morning.
Friend of God.
Fuerte, porque yo no escucho.
Invisible faith.
Un fe invisible.
Muy bien, muy bien. Yo no vi su palabra, por eso no entendí. ¿Qué otra? Muy bien. ¿Y si hay una fe invisible, hay una fe?
If there is a faith that's invisible, is it faith?
¿El contrario?
No.
Hay una fe visible.
Yeah, there has to be a faith visible.
Okay? Yeah. Otra más, de las que yo mencioné.
Obedient.
Obediencia.
Obediente.
It has to be a working faith.
Tiene que hacer una fe de obra.
Sí, una fe de obra, sí. Pero hay una fe que no es de obras.
There's a faith that is not of works.
Otra más.
And there's a faith that does work.
Siempre lo que se ponen atrás es para no contestar las preguntas.
Faith that condemns.
Una fe que condena.
Sí, muy bien. ¿Y el contrario?
And what's the other side?
Es la fe que justifica.
Sí, okay. La fe que justifica.
Entonces, vamos a ver un resultado de todo esto ahora porque el reloj me...
Okay, let's now sort of wrap this all up.
Falta mucho todavía.
He says, I just, still a lot I have to say.
Pero vamos a ver el reloj, sí.
But let's obey the clock.
Vamos a creerle al reloj.
Let's believe the clock.
Entonces yo comprendo que hay dos clases o líneas de fe.
And so, as I understand it, there are two lines or two classes of faith.
Aquí tenemos la línea de la fe.
Here are the lines of faith.
Número uno.
Number one.
Una fe que beneficia, que aprovecha.
There's a faith that benefits, that's beneficial.
Por el contrario, tenemos una fe que no beneficia.
And on the other side, there's a faith that is not beneficial, that doesn't profit.
Dos, una fe que tiene obras.
There is a faith that has works.
Y por otro lado, una fe sin obras.
And there's on the other side, a faith without works.
Luego tenemos una fe que puede salvar.
There's a faith that can save.
Y una fe que no puede salvar.
And a faith that cannot save.
Una fe que es de los creyentes.
There's a faith of believers.
Y una fe que es de los demonios.
And there's a faith of demons.
Una fe que es de los amigos de Dios.
There's a faith of the friends of God.
Y una fe que es de los enemigos de Dios.
And there's a faith that is of the enemies of God.
Una fe que justifica.
There's a faith that justifies.
Y una fe que condena.
And a faith that condemns.
En la primera línea,
in the first line,
abajo,
below,
tenemos el nombre de Abraham.
We have the name of
Abel.
We have the name of Abraham and Abel.
En la segunda línea tenemos el nombre de Caín.
In the second line we have the name of Cain.
Y el nombre de Judas.
And the name of Judas.
Ahora piense por un segundo.
Okay, think for a second.
Con toda su sinceridad,
with all
todo su corazón.
With all the sincerity that you have in your heart.
¿En cuál de estas listas?
And with respect to these lines.
En este momento.
This list. In this moment.
¿Usted cree? sinceramente.
Do you believe sincerely?
Que debe estar su nombre.
That that you have debe tener.
Debe estar.
Debe estar qué?
Must be. Es su nombre.
Oh, that you have your name.
No me responda a mí.
Don't respond to me.
Esa es una pregunta que le va a responder a Dios.
This is what I want you to think about and respond to God with. Which list is your name on? Under Abraham and Abel or under Cain and Judas?
Yo no soy el juez.
I'm not the judge.
Dios es el juez.
God is the judge.
Y el juicio de Dios es perfecto.
Yeah, and the judgment of God is perfect.
Salmo 19.
Psalm 19. Psalms 19.
Muchas gracias por su atención.
Thank you for your attention, and may God bless you.
Reloj justo, exacto. Okay, brother.